I've got a lot of experience behind me, and what I'm trying to do with it all is make myself useful as well as productive in a, what I think is an unusual combination of experiences, which is to say both as a publisher, as an editor, as a writer, as a journalist. And when you put them all together, hopefully you get some impact on what's happening in the world as we see it going through this tremendous transformation as the more and more of what we do is digital.
How are you gauging the current journalism environment?
Well, there's no question that what we think of as daily journalism has gone through a very difficult period, particularly in the last 5 to 10 years. After a period really of 30 years of what I think history will show was probably the most successful and robust period in the history of American journalism. The main difference is that advertising and subscriptions or circulation both took a significant hit from the rise of the Internet and the various Internet-related enterprises. I think we're beginning to see the shape of a future. I think newspapers, in the traditional sense that we will know them, have always thought of them as certainly anyone who is a grown-up now would have thought of newspapers as a primary source of information, has had to come to accept the fact that the newspapers are only one of a number of ways in which we get our news. I am not one of those that believes that we're on the downside of journalism and that it will never be the same and that we are losing access to major national and international stories. That's not the problem. I think the problem, if there is one, is much stronger at the local level, where places like state houses and city halls that used to get much more coverage than they do now, that's where we need to figure out how to supplement and change the model, because the Metro dailies, which used to provide it, and local television, which was stronger in the past than it is now, both of them are weaker than they once were, and that's where we're losing out, I think.
I'd like to talk a little bit about some journalism history. Can you tell me a little bit about I.F. Stone and why he was important?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm guessing that there are fewer and fewer of your listeners who can actually say firsthand that they were readers of I.F. Stone's Weekly, because it stopped publishing in the early 70s. But what Stone represented is what we think of today as the sort of most prominent bloggers or pamphleteers. I mean, if you go back in history to Thomas Paine or to today's world of, say, Andrew Sullivan or one of the other major bloggers, I mean, that's what Stone was, a guy who operated independently, particularly in his years at I.F. Stone's Weekly, and was a hell of a reporter. I mean, a very intrepid investigative reporter who had a very good sort of voice for making the case that he wanted to make in the work that he did. And so I think what he really set us was a kind of a standard for what today we think of as blogging.
If you don't mind me asking a personal question, your son is Evan Osnos, is that right?
That's right. And has been for
all his life.
I can remember.
I interviewed him several years ago when he was still with the Tribune, and that was very fun for me. Were you surprised when he followed in your footsteps?
Surprised. I don't think we ever put it in quite those terms. He's a journalist, and I knew he was a journalist from the time he was a small boy, from the kinds of questions he asked and the way he showed interest. I think the real good thing is he had enough years as a correspondent and reporter for the Chicago Tribune so that when he went to the New Yorker as their Beijing-based staff writer, he was already somebody who knew how to go out and get a story. And now what he focuses on is not only the getting of a story, but the telling of a story, which is, after all, is what the New Yorker is all about. And does it give us pleasure and pride to know that he's a journalist and that he's a writer of some skill. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it does, yeah. I think we're very, very pleased. I wish I was able to take credit for it, but the truth of the matter is he did it all on his own.